Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to MYSPACE.com/MLAC. My name is Mark, short for Marcellus. Mr. Lacey, if you like poetry and spoken words, you heard. And life, evolution, and elevation are key as we strive to walk and skip down that path that's righteous. Like thus and forth and such, blase, blase, que sera, sera, I. No, I never should have turned this mic on, exposing you to Marx-isms, colloquialisms like lyrical prisms. Multi-sided are the guided sentences as I mix God in them, imprison them with no repentances. I didn't mean to turn you on, but check out www.marklacey.com. There you'll learn about the critically acclaimed Looking Heart and get your reflux on. Produced and recorded at Touch Zone in the HSV ALA. Hey, big shout to my boy TAZ for recording this spot. So relax, rejoice, celebrate, and welcome to MySpace.
Talk Radio, your host TAZ, that's my boy Mark Lacey, who Ron L. met personally at a couple of these house party things, putting down a drop we did like 4 years ago when I was at the Brown House, Ron. We was at the other Wayne Manor house, the one you called the estate.
Yeah, but I looked up.
Yeah, he was in the driveway. Well, it was about, 3 in the morning when you shot through that one time for that house party. And he looked up, he said, y'all got an estate. He got no house. And also on the line, we got the plus one. I think it's the plus one, 614. Plus one, is that you? Might not be. Air code 614. Who is this? Well, I guess we ain't got nobody talking, so I'm going to put him back on mute. Anyway, Ron L., it's good having you in the house. It's good having Ant-Man on as well, the co-host of the ATAZP live show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. So, yes, Ron, sir. Glad to be on board.
So, Ron, how you been, man?
Good, man. Just trying to float around, trying to keep things moving, you know.
Right. Y'all going to be performing this summer?
Yeah. We're going to be out there on the beach. And matter of fact, we supposed to be hitting up this club here, not this Saturday, but the 16th, March 16th. The club out in it's a jazz club mixed, you know, it's just basically performers coming in there. And we opening up for some people, man. There's going to be some big people coming through. After a while, you know, we're starting to get a little established in there now. Eric Benet, who came through there? Eric Benet, Melanie Fiona,
right.
Jill Scott, they already been through there. And the club just opened up right around the holidays. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah, they're just trying to get established. We just gave him a little shout of what we done last Thursday. We opened up for a cat named Marcus Young. He's out of D.C. He's a jazz artist.
Right.
And, yeah, he's blowing up. He's been out for a couple of years now, so he's professional. He got a CD, man, CD off the chain, cat. Oh.
Yeah, man, I did this dude up. Mark, you said Marcus Young?
Yeah, Marcus Young.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, if you don't know, Ron L. is in a group called, go on, Ron, you tell him the name. Tell him what y'all do, man.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm in a group called Caress, man, got two guys and two girls, and we've been singing since 2005, but we had two of the original members, you know, kind of steered off and went their own way, so we had to pick up a couple of friends of ours, which used to go to karaoke with us, and, you know, they kind of come in and about a couple of years ago, and they pretty much blended in, and they, you know, the harmony is off the chain like it used to be, and, you know, we just trying to keep it moving, man, trying to get out there and get a feel of, you know, around here and hopefully get a feel of outside around here. You know, we've been moving around, and people have been wanting us to come perform in different places and stuff. You know, we got a manager now, so that's helping us out even more. So, yeah, but we doing pretty good. We sing over tracks and right now, but we sing all different types of genres of music, man. Country and Western, R&B, we sing jazz, you know,
I'm
a little bit of pop.
And man, I went down there one summer while I recording with Ron. Also, we got 614 in the house. 614, if you want to talk, state your name. If you don't say anything.
This plus one.
Oh, okay, it's plus one. This is my cousin J Buck.
Plus one and a half.
You get plus one.
What's up,
yeah,
J-Buck?
I went down there to Virginia to visit Ron when we was recording. They out there performing on the waterfront down there on Virginia Beach, and we had the corner locked down. The corner was so locked down that the people that was riding doing security had to tell them to stop singing so they could go to the other venues. Everybody wanted to be on the R&B tip that night for some reason. We had the whole corner shut down. The people couldn't get in the stores. Negroes walking by doing their different dances. Even white people that were drunk out there. It was crazy, man. It was crazy. Women walking in bikinis. You would have loved it, man.
Sound like y'all had a wild time, man. I wish I was there.
Supposed to be on and cracking again this summer, man. We're getting everything set up. My manager getting stuff set up now so we can get out there. We're going to be doing one weekend. Well, maybe a Saturday. We're going to mix it up on every weekend. We're supposed to do a day every weekend. So we might do a Friday, do the following weekend, do a Saturday, and then the following weekend, do a Sunday. We're going to try to keep it staggered like that so, you know, everybody have a little time to themselves. So.
It's all good. The main purpose we're here tonight is to debut this CD, Can't Kill the Feeling. Matter of fact, the guy that I named the CD after, who says this all the time, will be in next week promoting his new CD. He's from New York, and that's CT, Carl T. Smith. He'll be in next week promoting his new CD. But I got the title of this song by talking to him, because every time I talk to him, the first thing he say, I can't kill a feeling and it won't die. So that's the title of this CD. Plus one, I want plus one to say something, because he's just all in the background being plus one-ish. Plus one.
Yeah.
What's good, y'all?
He's mocking Ron L. And also, plus one, we got Ant-Man, the new co-host, in the house.
Oh, what's going on?
Not much, man. Chilling. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. It's chilly up here, so it's real easy to chill.
Where you at right now?
Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I bet it is. I'm in D.C., so... It's kind of chilly here too, so
I feel it.
It's a pleasure meeting you guys, though, for real.
You too. For real. You good hearing your voice too, Ron.
Yeah, no doubt, baby. What you up to, man?
Man, just trying not to be seen.
For real.
Come on now.
Here's the first song, Can't Kill the Feeling. This is with Plus One doing a little, he's doing his best, I guess you would call it, what's his name? The dude that sing gospel but talk all over everybody.
Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin. He's doing his Kirk Franklin on this Can't Kill the Feeling. And this is me and Ron L. Z Smooth Plus One, baby, in the house.
Can't kill the feeling, and it won't die anyway. Yup. This is Z Smooth Plus One. We got smooth sounds. T-A-Z. And I'm the plus one, your boy J Bug. Get at me. We about to smash this. Check it out.
Spend some time. I want to talk to you and get to know your name. You're the reason.
I don't get high. Johnny Gill singing on me, oh my. Skin like butter, but yet you don't fly. Thinking of knots that I wanna tie. Other girls' game not playing by. Can't get a feeling and it won't die.
I took your jacket as you walked in, girl. You're looking extra good to me. Your black dress on my white leather. Such a sexy sight to see. Spend some time, I want to talk to you and get to know your name. You're the reason I was at the club. The reason why I came.
Can't kill a feeling and it won't die. Sexy in the view to the naked eye.
Hey.
Not on the cush, I don't get high. Johnny Hill singing on me, oh my. Skin like butter, but yet you'll fly.
Yeah.
Thinking of knots that I wanna tie. Other girls game not playing by. Can't kill a feeling and it won't die.
Your smile is such a sexy thing. Girl, it's turning me on.
Yeah, that CD was rocking.
You talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking to Ron L. Yeah,
well, you got me cranking this in the car a little more than you know, my other joint. you got me cranking this one, man. I ain't lying. You got me cranking this one, man. And and your president CD, man, is hot too. It's hot too. Off the chain.
Dude, I'm dropping that next month.
Yeah.
Already got it already planned, and J Bug got to send the picture for the cover, Can't Kill a Feeling, because I'm waiting on him to send. He spliced us in somehow, some way, even though we ain't in the shot for real. we standing in the shot like we there, but we ain't.
Yeah. Well, you beat us a chop, man.
Yeah, he put us in there, but shoot, he put me in the White House. I ain't in the White House. I'm sitting at the Oval Office on the cover.
Don't know, I ain't even
the flag and everything. You might as well explain what you do as well, J Bob.
Basically, I make reality out of things that aren't real. I'm slaying. I'm an artist, man. I do design work, graphic design, web design, apparel design. That's what
cool.
I do, man.
Cool. And 239, I'm going to click you back in one more time so you can say hi, because they hit me up on Facebook, 239, state your name, and say hi to Ron L., J Bug, and also Ant-Man, who you know from Black Planet. 239, we're giving you time. You might say hi, but we don't hear you. And we still don't hear. I'll tell Ant-Man afterwards. Ant, did you hear that song before? Is this the first time you heard it? Because I did post it earlier this morning on Facebook.
I heard it. I heard it when you posted it on Facebook. So I already knew.
Yeah.
The song was about and stuff, you know. That's a funky tune right there, man. I kind of like enjoyed that. So,
yeah.
Y'all put it down. Y'all did your thing on that joint.
And the thing about it is, I wrote the song first for me and Ron, and then J Bud came through, and he was like, "Man, I got to get on some of these cuts." So we decided to put him in there, and he rocked it. Matter of fact, Ron said he enhanced the CD even more.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're so nice, man. You're so nice.
Don't start crying, though. Ron, explain miniskirt contest, the song miniskirt contest. I already told Ant-Man about it last night, but explain the miniskirt.
You talk about... Hold on. You talk about when we was at the club and you was up there before we got up there?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I'm gonna try to you know me with far as going back. You go back a little better than I do, but I'm gonna try to get it as close as I can. Yo, was the song doing that at night?
Yeah, it was just me and you.
Yeah, you and I, okay.
I'm already collecting them. Yeah, it was just me and you, brother.
Okay. All right, see, I remember. But anyway, we got to the club. The club was upstairs on the second floor. All right, we got up there. The miniskirt contest, I don't think it started yet. It was just starting to get on the way up there. But there was a lot of miniskirts up there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
a whole lot.
We were downstairs. We was down at the bottom of the stairs. You had to pay to get up. So, Taz, he had the correct change at the time. But I think I had a large bill, so I couldn't get up there. You know, until some people come through so I can, you know, they can make change for that bill that I had. You know, I was rich back then, so, you know. But, anyway. I finally got that bill broken. I finally got the change for that bill that I gave old boy at the door. And by the time I got up there, I got to the top of the steps. Now, Taz known for his eyes to be watering when he was seeing too much booty, so. I got to the top of the steps, and I'm looking at him. He just crying like a baby. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? So I was like, no, let me guess. I said, there's some booty up there. I had to push him out the way so I could go up there and see myself what was going on. You were balling at the top of the stretch.
I mean,
you were balling.
I was weeping. This song happened to me.
I don't think you can talk. I don't think you can talk, but I was talking to him. What's up, man?
I had said, hey, remember we stood on the dance floor to watch the contest because everybody else was standing on chairs and tables, and we stood on the dance floor and seen each other's ex-girlfriend trying to do a little shimmy and break down in front of us, and we looking at each other, I need to beat you down for quitting that girl. But it was crazy, man.
Yeah, it was crazy that night. Very crazy. Yeah, but that's how you can tell. That's how you can tell who had the shades and who didn't that night, you know.
This is miniskirt contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Z Smooth. With T-A-Z.
Z-Bass Real, baby.
Virgin on the flow, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Love Brothers Plus One. I'm your narrator for the show. I'm the Plus One.
Be alert, that miniskirt work. Be alert, that miniskirt hurt. Be alert, that miniskirt work. That miniskirt hurt. Be alert. Be alert, that miniskirt work. Be alert, that miniskirt hurt. Be alert, that miniskirt work. That miniskirt hurt. Be alert.
When I roll through, it's a sunny day. My boy T is E speaking, got something to say. The Saturday is the mini skirt contest, seeing which legs buttons are the best. He said last time people standing on tables to get a good look. Yo, are you able to come through and embrace the crowd? When we do things big, we say it loud. I say yeah, cause I'm part of the crew. T Smooth on the move, what you gonna do? I dress so fly so them ladies can know. Smooth sounds on the mic, now feel my flow. Got over to the spot and couldn't get in. No change at the door, had a 20 to spend. T-Love jumped the line, he had four phones. All the minis in the club and him all alone.
Be alert, that miniskirt work. Be alert, that miniskirt hurt. Be alert, that miniskirt work. That miniskirt hurt. Be alert. Be alert, that miniskirt work. Be alert, that miniskirt hurt. Be alert, that miniskirt work. That miniskirt hurt. Be alert, yeah. I got in that joint just to break the ice. With my eyes looking, I saw what was nice. Ron's ex-girl all up in my face. With the miniskirt fitting my eyes, I could taste. I stepped through to get away from all that. With my eyes too, I could see what was fat, firm, thick booty. It could rock all the world. Look up at his face, it was my ex-girl. Nah, sexy one, you're looking too damn cute. You're in the contest to win all this loot. She say she might, just maybe, she may be. Ronell said, tears on your face, who you see? I said, every girl rocking a mini skirt. Danger in my eyes, surprise they still work. We were on the floor to see the mini skirts jerk. Fun for us, but our eyes did hurt. Yeah. Be alert, that miniskirt work. Be alert, that miniskirt hurt. Be alert, that miniskirt work. That miniskirt hurt. Be alert. Be alert, that miniskirt work. Be alert, that miniskirt hurt. Be alert, that miniskirt work. That miniskirt hurt. Be alert. We'll be right back.
one. And plus two is Ant-Man in the house. J-Buck, I wanted to ask you, being that we still did we still got to redo Iconic because you didn't feel right about the other beats. Brother, when you gonna send it to me? I know you're busy and stuff, but since I got you on the line, which I rarely get you on the line, I might as well ask you right in the middle of the show. Hell, when you gonna send me the redone beats, man?
See, I thought we said you was gonna send me the lyrics, but I send the beats.
You said you was gonna send the beats, and that way I redo them right back on the board. Remember?
Okay.
I guess
that's cool.
I mean, it don't matter. I could do it the other way, but it'd be
that'd be a lot more work to send like all the naked lyrics. So I'll send you the beats. I'll enhance the beats and send them, get them compressed on everything.
Also,
yeah.
Ron L. never did say. Did you like the Iconic CD?
Yeah. I listened to that one too. Yeah, it's off the chain, Cat. Yeah, I like both of them. Matter of fact, they still in the car. They don't even leave a car. So, I mean, because like I said, any given day, I'm popping in something that we don't went over. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Well, you got to hear the new stuff because it's crazy, bro.
Well, I'm like this. For what you've been doing the past couple years, Cat. I mean, even beyond that. I mean, you just don't spruce your game like I was just saying in my jump shot for basketball. I spruce a little bit. You're doing your thing, Cat. I'm telling you, you're doing your thing, man. You really are.
Yeah, that's true. That's real. Yeah, you definitely been growing, bro. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Hey, look. I get out there on the beach this summer, man. You know it's going to be on. People going to be asking me who's playing through those speakers. It's going to be break time. I'm telling you.
that one time I was down there, you played a couple of our tunes.
Yeah.
I heard people on the sideline trying to sing it.
Trying to sing it, they couldn't get it,
because it was that one song that me, you, and Jay Buggery did when we was going real fast singing. Even Jay Bug said the music's slow, but we singing fast as heck. You got to be on time, or you gonna miss it. You miss it next time.
On the floor, do your thing.
Yeah.
I even like the slow one, man. The one you just put out, man. That joker hot too, Cat.
Yeah, and Jay Bird was like, it took him, he was like, man, we got to say this real fast. And so we had some girl over here trying to be the girl part that Rolanda couldn't do for us.
Yeah.
And she just wasn't on time at all. And Jay Bird looking at me, and I could read his face. He didn't even say nothing. I could see him saying, oh, she ain't going to make it. Am I right, Jay Bird?
Man, heck yeah, you right, man. It looked like she was trying to jump in on double dutch, and she kept getting tripped up in the ropes. That's what it seemed like.
It required some band-aids, huh?
Yeah.
I said, that wasn't going to work, brother. I nixed that idea real quick. I said, she ain't even on time, because she was trying to say it, you know, on the headphones, me and Jay Bug listening, and we just had our heads down like we was at a funeral. No.
Hey, look,
that ain't
she didn't smoke no chronic before she got up in there, did she?
No, she didn't. See, Rolanda, when she did the first version of that song, she was drinking Flintstone Punch. The green stuff that
punch.
She made. Yeah, the green stuff she made at the party. You was too busy drinking Bookum, dude. Y'all had made some Bookum. Y'all was too busy drinking y'all drink. But at the house party, she had some green punch. Called Flintstone Punch, and she was drinking it before she did the song. I said, you sure you're going to be able to do it? She said, yeah, I'm going to be able to do it. Man, she did it in the first take. I said, that's performance juice. That ain't Flintstone Punch. That's performance juice. You need to keep that around so you don't make no more mistakes.
Give me some. Give me some. Maybe we can finish the CD much faster.
It was a joy doing the CD anyway, for real. Doing it with both of y'all because y'all some talented brothers. I mean, come through. Even though, you know, you don't know know what the beat gonna be about. Y'all be trying to be like, yeah. I don't know what Taz have made this day. I don't know what he made this time. We're gonna try to go with it and make it work.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And when we get together, when you come up here, you know, I'm listening
right.
to the song and I'm throwing the lyrics, you know, that you gave me to put on the song.
But I'm glad you really forgot that song, brother, because
yeah.
I was thinking about that, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't hear the full, complete enhancement of everything until you put everything together, and then you send it to me. Then I go like this. Damn, that's what we've done? My mind's like, God, this is awesome, rocker. I'm serious, because we're so concentrated on bumping from one song to the next, trying to get everything done, you know, in that little bit of time, you know. And then, you know, when I finally get my mind back, you don't send me the CD back yet after you mastered it and everything. Now, then I'm going like this. Okay, nah, this is what we went across. But you steadily try to tell me, man, remember that song right there we went across? I'm like,
Hell no. The creative process behind that is I come up there, Ant-Man, in 3 days. Usually three
right.
or four, and we take one day just to have some fun. We blow one day off.
Yeah.
We just blow one day off because niggas got to get the grudge match. Got to get the putt-putt grudge match in. we got to go to the club. We got to go to the club one night. You know, we blow one day off. But out of them three out of four, we in the motel room putting these tracks down, track by track by track. Now I have them singing different spots. I guess you would be amazed when it come back because you don't really hear the, you know, you know you sung it, but you probably be like, we put that down like that? Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
So,
that's what it so is, this, man.
The next song is Sun Hot. This is off of Iconic because I had to have one Iconic song off in there. This is me, J-Bug. Go on, J-Bug. I don't know if you remember the song Sun Hot, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, you can explain it or you want me to explain
it? Go ahead, man. You explain it.
The title of the song, Sun Hot, we talking about a girl that's hot as the sun, basically. She's sun hot. It is. Iconic, this is me, J-Bug.
Hot.
Yeah.
Sir hot.
Yep.
Sir hot. Yo, son, she got a lot. When she walks through, I see the sweat on the floor. She's sun hot. Don't want any more of a beauty that can overtake me. Drowning in her love, she Ricky Lake me. I'm grown now. She put it on freeze. I was young, feet parented, weak in the knees. I must confess, her love is so demanding. Attention level high with no understanding. Why go through mess? Stop being with the rest. In a rush, show like a station break test. She turns heads with a simple walk. The body is prime from the good stock. The girl is sun hot, no explanation. Combustible looks of determination. Must get close, but don't get burnt. No candy, frustrations, what I learned. Sun hot. Sun hot.
Yeah.
Sun hot.
Yeah.
Sun hot. Yo, sir, she got a lot.
Yeah, charming smile, pretty eyes. And dimples got me mesmerito. I love it when you call me Papacito. Got more flavors than all the Doritos. I can't even fake it, girl, yup. I love it when you take it. Hugs hotter than potatoes when you bake it. So weak for you, I doubt that I can make it. But if I don't, I can't hang with you. Skin tight pants, platform shoes. Little half top, tight little tummy. To leave you, that last dude was so dumb. He now regrets it. Let me prove it. Saw him at the psychiatrist, about to lose it. Why was I there? You drove me crazy. My so cool, so smooth, and you are
sun hot.
Yeah.
Sun hot.
Uh huh.
Sun hot.
Yeah.
Sun hot. Yo, sun, she got a lot.
count as a dance?
A two step.
Yeah, does a two step count as a dance?
Yeah,
I can't dance, but I'm sitting over here trying to two step to that.
I got my two step. What did they say? I got my drink and my two step.
But that's what I was trying to do. At the same time, I'm trying to bob my head. So I think I look kind of crazy. I'm glad you didn't have this on TV because I think I look kind of crazy. But I think I like that joint. That was a nice tune. That was a nice cut. You know, I enjoyed that one. You know, I could really put that on the CD and ride down the road with that, you know?
Yeah, that sun hot is sun hot. Son, she got a lot. It's all in fun, though, and we try to have as much fun as we can. I see a 412 number here. I'm going to click it. It seemed like a Pittsburgh number to me, but I don't know. 412, you're on ATAZ
Live. Yeah, that is Pittsburgh. That is a Pittsburgh number.
412? Okay.
Well, whoever that was, Taz, that is a 412 is a Pittsburgh number.
Yeah, I know because I'm from that area, so that's why I'm looking at it. But I'll put it back on hold. Anyway, J-Bug, I had fun the whole time you was down here, Cat. And I guess I did work you a little bit too much because I was putting you on some of everything. Yo, man, you got to do this. Kurt Franklin this. We decided to do a CD in the middle of him doing some other stuff. Yo, man, you got to do this for the presidential CD and do that. Yeah, did he? Then he was on all the skits and carrying on, so, wow.
Man,
Juan, you didn't tell me about them skits. Did you like them skits, dog?
Oh, yeah.
We was going off the top of the head, bro. it really was, the direction was this. Before we start rolling tape, look, you're going to be the mistress and you're going to be mad and you want some. You're going to be mad at the mistress for breaking in the White House, you security. And J-Bug, you know what you do. You minister of music. You just come in and get me out of bind whenever it's time to get out of bind. So basically, that's how we went. And we didn't do no direction on them at all. It was just like, hopefully they say the right thing and it'll fit in. If it don't fit in, I click the button and say, hey, look, we need to go over this spot again. You know, basically that was it. And
it turned out
well,
man. Hey, it turned out real well.
Try to do the dang thing, man. Another song by Z Smooth. This has got J-Bug actually rapping on this cut. he's been doing some narrating. This is She Don't Want. Well, nah, on that song you did some narrating again. This is World Go Round.
To be with you all the time, baby, but I'm too busy for that. Draw yourself a nice bubble bath. In the bedroom, be laying on your back. I come through and give you good loving to the very top. Something you be begging me, baby, paying money, telling me to stop. That's the way love goes down. Sugar,
it's going down. Yo.
We make the world go round. Honey,
yeah. 360 degrees, I make it go round. Looking on your face with a smile and frown. Casual visits to swing it all wet. Putting in work, but I got a jet. You know by now the value of my time. Need to stay all night, cause you're damn fine. Not Keith Sweat, wanna make it last. Your song for Charlotte, I'm talking ass. Gotta keep your brain putting out these hits. The booming beats, and sometimes fits. You're naughty by nature in the black song. You're laying my flow, and you know you're wrong. I gotta resist your sexy pleas. Temptation hot, get on your knees. You're like crack, to which I'm bound. These damn beats make the world go round.
That's the way love goes down. Sugar, we make the world go round. Honey, that's the way love goes down. Sugar, we make the world go round. Honey, that's the way love goes down. Sugar, we make the world go round. Honey.
When I played it, I said, oh, he ain't on that one.
Always trying to blackball a brother. It looked like minus one, don't it?
I'm sorry, cuz. You're on the next one, though. You're doing
sure
right
I am.
Ron, when you said you were writing the song, you already finished it?
Huh?
On that track that I sent you, that I said for you to write, did you already finish your spot?
No.
Do I need to come in with a backup?
I'm going
to
be real.
Do I need to come in with some backup?
Hey, send it to me again, man.
Okay, see. Just like a brother.
You coming through next month?
Yeah, I'm going to see. I'll hit you up and let you know. I'm
okay.
Because I gotta get this knee procedure done again, so I'm gonna have like 14 days off, so I might as well. You know what I mean?
What's up?
Instead of taking some leave, I'll just be forced to take some leave anyway.
Yeah.
Do I need to write a backup song to it though?
No, just send me the beat.
Okay, George Duke. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna send you the beat. I'm still going to write something to it, man. Because I remember one time I had Ron write a song. It was that Shaq song. Remember, Ron?
Yeah.
That party song.
Yeah.
You talking about Shaq. We have to run because Shaq is working security at the door. When I came in, I had a song already written to it. So, Ron, I played the beat for him, and Ron sung it. Man, I crumbled that sheet of paper up and threw that away. We using yours. I like that.
Hey, look, this song went platinum too. And I'm mine.
As long as you write this song, I'm gonna write a backup one because I've done 15 more tracks other than that one.
Well, this is gonna be a challenge. I'm gonna make you crumble that one too.
Okay, Doug. I know I'm gonna have to write my spot in there. So even though, but it depends on what you're talking about. So I'll have a day or two to write mine after I hear whatever you're talking about, and it'd be over with. And that's how me and Jay Bug did our song, did Iconic, on his beat. He knew what he was talking about. He had six beats of his own, and I had six beats of mine. And what I did was I present mine to him and. He said, what are we talking about? I said, this is what we talked about, this is where I was talking. And then he listened, he go, okay, I'll write it. Now, you know that's some bad brothers when they just go, okay, all right, I got it. we were just swapping things back and forth through that whole CD, so it was real easy.
Yeah, y'all been doing this for a minute. That's why. y'all can't throw the wool over nobody's eyes. Y'all been on the grind for a minute now.
No, well, he does his own. Jay Bug does his own thing, completely kind of different than what I do. I mean, yeah, we've been writing, but we ain't never wrote together. This is like we were on a couple of tracks together, but not really just full fledged. So that was like the first time, right, Jay Bug?
Yes, it was, for a whole project.
Yeah, and we need to do another one. But
oh, we're going to do another one.
That plus one, he's so busy, man. He makes more money than the President of the United States. He's so busy. I mean, remember when Ice Cube say, bow down to a nigga greater than you? That's what I do, bow down.
That's funny.
We do what we do. This is definitely Jay Bug is in this one. We do what
we
do.
You probably muted my voice on that one. No, I'm playing.
Here we go.
Steps in the club, Z Smooth plus one. Our celebrity shines like the yellow sun. Correct the crowd, is they're not all hype. We're bound to break some necks, shake some butts tonight. Hey, they that are cool, begin so hot. Brings a track like this to the tippy-tippy top. And rocks Michelle to the number one status. Sounds on the airwaves, glad to have us. Not the same old same run of the mill. The melodies pop, but we spit is real. It's just another track, example of our style. To make you laugh a little, say the boys are wild. And if it comes to flows, my spit is on. Like raindrops in the air till the break of dawn. And after the hook, smooth sounds come through. It's the plus one, say, we do what we do.
We do what we do.
We keep doing it.
Cause we're always coming through, yeah.
Z Smooth plus one.
We do what we do.
Just doing it.
Cause we're always coming through, yeah, yeah.
I am who I am. You are who you are. I love to catch flights and take trips and cars. I love hip hop and ripping 16 bars. And TAZZBQ gets me higher than Mars. Ron L's vocals get me closer to the ladies. They hear his voice and snuggle up, calling me baby. The Love Brothers, the brothers of love. Brothers from another mother, but you can't tell cuz it's about we. And not about me, but I tell you about me just to make a stronger we. How else can we hit the sky? Without a team, it's impossible. Can't do it with just I. If I blow up, then we blow up. Cause if we blow up, then I do too. If I got a nickel, then so do you. I got your back, bros, cause we do what we do.
We do what we do.
Z Smooth plus one.
Cause we're always coming through, yeah.
Doing it.
Cause we're always coming through, yeah, yeah.
Z Smooth plus one.
Okay, that's do what we do. I want to tell y'all that this guy that works maintenance at one of these apartments where I delivered mail at, he told me when I gave him the CD, he said, man, I'm going to be honest with you. He came back like the next day. That stuff sounds real different. It's something that I like. He said, I like to hear music in my music. He said, a lot of new cats now, just have a lot of drum beats and synthesizers. But he said, this is something I can hum and have a melody in my head to hum to. And he said, other cats give him new CDs. He said, I'll be flinging it out the window. I don't want to hear that shit. He told me that he listened to our stuff every day. Because every now and then, he'll pass by me, and he'll say a lyric off the CD or something. I'll be like, dog, man, you really listen to that real hard, ain't you? And he said, yeah, I'm listening to it, man. Y'all be jamming, dog. He just was like, I'm listening to the lyrics, the beats, man. Yeah. He said, it's different than what I'm used to listening to. You know, there's all this other stuff. They talking about shooting and killing and how many times you going to buy keys. That's what he was telling me. So I was dying, man.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to pass that on that he liked all of us. So.
Yeah, it's good when you hear positive feedback like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. Ant-Man, I know you tripping.
Yeah, I agree, man. I don't like pretty much, as Taz already knows, because he reads some of my stuff on Facebook, I pretty much don't like what's going on with music today and stuff, you know. So to hear different elements and different beats and different lyrics and stuff like that from cats that are in the music business and stuff, it's good to hear, you know, because you get tired of hearing the same old routine. Half of them don't even live the lifestyle that they talk about in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to hear real brothers making real, doing real things and doing it real big. So I appreciate it. I definitely do.
Thanks,
sir. Yeah, thank you, man.
Ron Ello and J Bug, inform my brother, brother Ann, about this house party that I do in October after. Right before Columbus Day, just J Bug experienced his first house party last year. He didn't know, and it's been going on for like eight years, right? 8 years, right, Ron? So Ron been to every one of them. Just go on and, you know, give him a little, you know, synopsis. That's a big word I use.
So much food, man. I'm still full from October. Okay, I'm still full from October. So much food, and it's good food, good fellowship. Everybody in there is cool, just like how the world should be. Even though you don't know somebody, they're still speaking to you. They're engaging in the conversation with you. There's so much love there. It's like a love fest.
Yeah,
really,
definitely. The food off the chain. You know me. You know I got to come down there with the spirit. if you know what spirits mean, alcohol. I got a concoction I call Bookum that I bring down there every October. And ever since I've been bringing it, I think I've been bringing it for the past 3 years now.
You've been bringing it every year, dude. Well, you didn't bring it. You made it what you got down. We've had it every year. I know that.
yeah, but I'm saying when I make it and I bring it to your house, if I don't have any, I might as well just head on back up north. Because ain't nobody going to hang around. They're going to be like, okay, where's it at? I mean, they looking for Bookum every time I bring it down. Every time.
Bookum? And you said the name of it is Bookum?
Yeah. It's a little concoction that I got from the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Right.
It's supposed to be a family secret, you know what I'm saying? But I got the recipe. I ain't trying to put it out there because they'll headhunt me if I put it out, so. You know, but I got to keep that on the boat, you know what I'm saying?
So, Taz, is that an official invite for me to come on through the spot?
You might as well ride with Ron because you in D.C., right?
Yeah, I'm in D.C.
But you know, Taz,
I won't be in D.C. Next month. You know, remember, I'm moving to Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think Dallas, right? Where are you moving to?
Yeah, right outside of that. I'm moving to Arlington.
Yeah, same thing. It's the same thing.
You know,
it's the same thing. Hey,
you know the area?
I know the area because I used to go up there and party. I partied all the way around where the girls' university at in Denton. I partied there. called Redbird Mall. Am I correct in saying that? There was a mall called Redbird Mall at one time. It might not be the name of it now, but it used to be a club that sat right in the mall parking lot. Cats, don't you know? Yeah, I used to frequent that spot quite often, bro. Just you know. Yeah, so I know my way around Dallas a little bit, man. I used to, like I said, I used to live there. Not live there, but I used to visit. Just visit, like I was there anyway, so it didn't matter.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well, I know that. I know it's only a plane ride away to the ATL tag, so I can still make it there.
Oh yeah, or you can take Interstate 20 and head east, my brother. Head east, and you will run right into the ATL because 20 comes right through the ATL, and 20 goes right through Dallas.
What is that, about a 16, 17-hour drive?
Nah, man, about, I want to say it's 12 hours, really. It's only 12 hours. I think it's 12 hours. Now, if you go down, now, if you go past Dallas and go, start going south, you talk about 8 days in 10. You know how long Texas is, but, I mean, you just on 20. It's about 12 hours, man. It's 12 hours, really.
Oh, okay, then I can drive that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely be there then in October. I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, just let me know something, man, and come through, bro, because we have a good time. We do the skit. We got performances. Mark Lacey's supposed to come through, and we had a girl on last week. Her name was Nikki Wade, a singer, R&B singer here in Atlanta. So she might come through as well. We have good times, man. That's all it's about. And it's about promoting the new music that we do this year and in all the years, but it's basically for the radio show like we're doing now. I'll record it and put it on the radio show and whatnot. So we'll have a good time, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, another song, I Want You Back. Again, Jay Bug, and this is Kirk Franklin. And then I want you back.
Look at you, baby. You're looking real great. Set that body up. Put your sexy on my plate. Things that I want to do will keep you near. Concentrate on loving you. Do you feel me, dear? We can have it all like lovers should. With the lights out, making love this good. Can I tell you, girl, need your loving back. Make my nights real warm. The passion I never slack. I want you back.
I need you, baby.
That's a fact.
Real, you know it's true.
Never slack. My word is my bond.
I ain't lying no more.
I want you back.
Come on, baby, give me another chance.
Never slack.
For real, I'ma step up
real.
This time.
That's a fact. My word is my bond.
I stress that I need you real. Something for the taste, flavor on me still. And you're looking like I don't care. If I knew your heart, I would have been there. I'm so feeling your grace with style. Your nature in the air makes me go wild. Your love can be hot, we keep it mild. Emotions on the line, throw in the towel. Can you feel I'm staying in this rip? Lay your body down, make your mind do flips. Something about the way that we love, passion with sex. What we're made of, do you feel me now? And I'm coming with a real baby doll. One more kiss will make me fall. You may be short, but you stand tall. In love with you, I give my all.
That's real.
I want you back.
Baby, come on, for real.
That's a fact.
I ain't playing, baby, I mean it.
Never slack. My word is my bond.
Telling the truth.
I want you back.
Baby, I got to have you.
Never slack.
Man, you are everything to me.
And that's a fact. My word
baby, seriously, for real.
Never slack,
I got the same number.
That's a fact,
I live in the
my
same spot.
Is my part.
Just come by, baby, seriously.
I want you back.
Put a smile on daddy's face.
That's a fact,
for real, you know I miss that.
Never slack, my word is my part.
Yeah. Remember when we used to be on the couch watching soap operas together, eating popcorn? And you would hug me so tight, and I would just be sitting there just smiling. I don't even like soap operas, but I was with you, and that's all that mattered. Baby, I want you back, for real.
I want you back. You can't fry a chicken without the grease. That dude was doing his best Keith Sweat at the end.
Begging.
Tell you what, I want you back. Baby, I don't even like soap operas. And we do that off the top of our head pretty well.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I like that joint, man. Y'all, everything I heard, man, is easily can be on a CD and pumping in my car. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it, man. It was something different, and I enjoyed you cats, man. I thought you guys were off the chain, man. I like all of y'all.
Appreciate that. God bless you, sir.
He got it like me. He on here with me every week now.
Yeah, that's right.
he been meeting a couple of folks too. Like he been tripping. Like, man, I didn't know all this was out here. But of course, you know, there's a lot of artists that just don't, you know, get the radio play or the airwaves or the TV time. But they're just as good as the people that's on TV, and that's real.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree with that. You know, I tell you what, Taz, if I didn't hook up with you, you know, I wouldn't even known about all these other level talents that's out there, you know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate this, you know.
Well, no problem, man, and I know that's what you may go into when you get to Dallas anyway, get to Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
So you'll have some experience at least being on the radio, online at least. It's the same difference.
Exactly.
And I want to thank my brothers, my fam, really, Ron L. and Jay Buff for stopping through. Z Smooth Plus One. And Ron with that, yeah. And one time he did the yeah, like triple time. Yeah. I was like, whoa, how you do that? Then one time I had him say yeah, and at the end he said, I'm tired of saying yeah. I've been doing it for 8 years.
Keith, what were you? Yep.
Any last words, Ron L?
Hey man, I think for everybody for getting on here, man, and you know, we don't talk to each other too often, man, but it's just good to get together, man, and just have a little conversation, man, and just bring up stuff that we've done, you know. Hopefully we have some future endeavors going and some future projects, and you know, just keep it moving, you know.
Well, hopefully, Ron, after these after these 2 years, I've been retired, right? I'm really seriously thinking about coming up there for a summer and me and you DJing and having some gigs for at least a whole summer and try to wear some shit out and make some extra money, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I already got that in my head, so I'm thinking about that for real. And Jay Bug, you got any last words?
Man, I just enjoyed the fellowship. Seriously, man. Real, all of y'all brothers, just good, positive brothers. It's a blessing to even know y'all, for real, because there's so much negativity out there, man, and it's like an escape, a vacation, if you will, to come in contact with some positive brothers who ain't trying to tear everything down. They're just trying to build other people up and keep it on the moving, you know, as far as, like, moving toward positivity. I love that.
Thank you, man. Well, brother Ant, another one knocked down. Next week we got two more. And then the next week we got two more, and then we off. I take at least a week every month, man, because, man, shoot, scheduling me jokers and finicky, you know, artists. I thought I sent you my MP. No, you didn't. No music, no get on. I can't, you know what I mean? I need music to at least present you so somebody will know what you sound like, you know. They might want to hit you up, buy your CDs. So, you know, hitting up all these different artists. Got a couple things going. Mark Lacey's supposed to come through, so you know he's a dynamic brother. If you ever get a chance to hear Mark Lacey, you know he's a dynamic and serious artist for real. But it was good having you brothers on, Z Smooth Plus One. And I'm going to end this with a song off the Presidential CD, one that J-Bug, he was singing. He was singing after I played it one day. I played it in the studio. And me and him getting ready to go, of course, going to go get something to eat, right? and that cat was like, yo, man, he kept singing the hook to this song. And this is off the Presidential CD with me and Ron L. Again, thank you, J-Bug. Thank you, Ron L.
Yeah, no doubt, baby.
And thanks to Ant-Man for coming in. And Marlene from BP, she said hello to everybody in here. She's listening on the phone. This is the last joint, Body Take Control, off the new Presidential CD, which I will be dropping all over the internet next month, for real, for real. And then bounce back with this CD, Can't Kill the Feeling by Z Smooth Plus One. Thank you, and have a good night. And I'll talk to y'all again next week.
No doubt.
All right, fellas.
Always wanted to be the lead. Now as the president, I'm seeking good deeds for the benefit of the U.S. nation. Should have no problem of free occupation, but they hate the darker the skin. For those who voted, shouldn't let me back in real. And I wanna do my thing, not drastic. Keep it on the real, no see-through plastic. You know where I'm coming from, where I stand. For good policy, I fight any man. If you're doing wrong, then you reform. Justice Department will have you reborn. So please don't catch a case. Your memory will be that we erase. Only good for the land of the free. Make this a better land for you and for me. Interject my thoughts, price of gas. These silly jerks make it an impossible task. They want to rise this shit on up until people are fighting dead at the pumps. This is no day at the park, easy position. Lobbyists want you to sit and listen on deals that can make me and them rich. That's an easy way out for a president, bitch. You know where I'm coming from, where I stand. For good policy, I fight any man. If you're doing wrong, then you reform. Justice Department will have you reborn. So please don't catch a case. Your memory will be that we erase. Only good for the land of the free. Make this a better land for you and for me.